I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. China partners Eric Berkland says the Chinese church is growing at tremendous speed. So why do some people still think Christianity is illegal there?
Overall, I think the big problem with the misconceptions from China come from the fact that we as Western free Christians feel obligated to bring them Jesus.
Instead, Berkland says it's important to remember the Holy Spirit is the one moving hearts and changing lives. We also need to stay informed.
The truth of the matter is that Christianity is not illegal in China. You are allowed to go to church. You are allowed to buy a Bible. You are allowed to read a Bible. You are allowed to even share your faith.
And elsewhere in Asia, Japan is underwater following a typhoon and record-breaking rainfall. Parts of southwest Japan have gotten three times the amount of rain they normally receive in July. The storm has claimed 100 lives, and 2 million people are under evacuation orders. Takeshi Takazawa of Asian Access says they're equipping Japanese Christians to respond. Please pray for local believers as they share the gospel in word and deed.
This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. After water goes down, all the mud and the floods and mudslides and damaged houses, it will take a long time to recover. And this is the time that labor is needed. And we will come alongside of victims' homes and help them to rebuild the community. So if you can come, please come.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.